America Weekend.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Christina Staffo has stepped outside the studio for a moment. It is time for us to look back at the past 2 years. As we celebrate the first 2 years of our show, here are some of the highlights.
America Weekend.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Staffo.
It is great to say hello to Jay Moore. Jay, welcome to the show.
I'm happy to be on the show. My favorite part of the show is when you say, I'm Ed. And then Christina hops in, obviously, and says, and I'm Christina. You know, like people don't know the two of you apart. They mix you up all the time.
That's right.
Come on. From now on, Christina should just go, and you know who I am.
And you know who I am.
That's all we need, more attitude out of Christina Staffo. That'll be terrific. Richard Lewis.
And it's about time, you know. It's America Weekend, and you're syndicated, you're a big shot.
Wow.
I need you, Ed.
I put it in the cup, then it's time to find a top for the cup.
Oh, no.
This is a whole experience in itself, because you have flat top for paper cup, flat top for foam cup, dome top for paper cup, dome top for the foam cup. And the damn thing doesn't fit.
Doesn't fit.
And then when I did get it in the car,
yeah.
And you could see right here,
it leaked.
It shot collateral damage all over the cup, and it was all over my car, and it's an abject mess. It was on my fingers. My radio is now sticky.
Your
because
steering
of,
wheel sticky.
Because of coffee and because of a dairy product I didn't want in the first place. Supermodel Hannah Davis. Hannah, welcome to the show.
Hi, how's it going? Thank you for having me.
Ed is very happy today.
I'm thrilled
I wonder
to have
why.
You. Yes, I'm thrilled to have you on the show.
He's in such a good mood today, Hannah. I mean, it's amazing. I've never seen him this happy.
The sky is blue. The flowers. Well, there are no flowers. It's the dead of winter. If there were flowers, they'd be blooming. In the special, you talk about dating your spouse, living with your spouse, having sex with your spouse, smoking weed with your spouse, even thinking about killing your spouse. It's all held together by the theme of a Def Leppard t-shirt and cut-off jeans shorts. This special is a full working day, is it not?
Brother, let me tell you something. That was the best synopsis, and I'm not joking,
yeah,
I've ever heard. I've done 100 interviews for this album, Happy and a Lot, at jaymoore.com.
Yep.
You think living with your spouse, marrying your spouse, sleeping with your spouse, smoking weed with your spouse,
yep,
killing your spouse, and it's all tied together. Denim shorts and a Def Leppard t-shirt. I mean, just drop the mic. Get out of there.
He's
Holy
so talented,
smoke, that
Jay.
Great.
See that? Now he wants to fill in for you when you're not here.
Great.
David Duchovny.
Ah, thank you. I didn't know that my character in Red Shoe Diaries' last name was Winters.
See that?
Just this moment. Thank you.
We don't just entertain on this show. We educate. Gina Davis.
Thank you so much. Great to be here.
Menus.
Now, oh, menus.
They never clean the menus, but everybody touches the menu.
Yeah.
Here's a sniff test for the menu, and it doesn't involve sniffing.
Sniff.
The next time you're in a restaurant,
yeah,
take the menu, put it down. Take your thumb, turn your thumb upside down, and with your nail, scrape along the menu, and you will pick up so much grime in that
We're
thumbnail.
Grossing
you
me
see
out
what I mean?
So bad right
you
now.
You see what I mean? Everybody touches the menus. They're always there.
Sure.
I've seen somebody take a menu into the restroom.
Stop
once.
It. This is so gross.
Everybody needs reading material once in a while,
not
but that is ridiculous.
Not in a place where you're eating.
Dick Van Dyke. Dick, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ed.
Miss Universe Pia Alonzo Wurzbach. Pia, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Would you say that I have an exceptionally hairy arm?
You do have a hairy arm.
Thank you very much.
All right, are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Okay, so we're going to start on the bottom. I'm applying the strip.
Now, how long does this have to stay there?
No, we're going to peel it off right now.
It's instantaneous.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Should we get it closer to the microphone here?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, ready? Wait, I have to pull it this way. Okay,
ready?
Right. One, two.
Oh.
What? Look at this.
Look
how smooth it is.
Let me feel that. That feels good.
Yes, sure does.
All right, here's a question. We have how many layers of skin? Seven? You just took six of them away from me,
That's
didn't you?
That's all right.
Not?
It is an honor to have in studio today Jim Kerr. Jim, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much, Ed.
The incomparable Dick Cavett. Dick, welcome to the program.
You have to go through your life saying Kalenge spelled the usual way.
I'm Ed Kalenge.
And I'm Christina Staffo.
When it comes to being a guest on this show, you've got to be good to get on in the first place. To come back on, you got to be really good. When you come back for a third time, you officially become a friend of the show. Our next guest qualifies. It is always terrific to say hello to the host of Inside Edition, Deborah Norville. Deborah, welcome back to the show.
If I come back a fourth time, do I get money?
You know what? Hey.
Or a free t-shirt or something?
We have to come up with some kind of a bling bag, I
there
guess,
you
right?
Wait a minute. We do have a mug.
Oh, we do.
You know what? We don't
even have mugs at Inside Edition.
Wow.
I have only been here for 20 years. I have mugs from every show that I've, you know, like you get to be a guest and they have mugs and I say, could I keep this? They go, yeah, yeah. Sure, fine, no problem.
I'm sending you a mug.
I will tweet out that mug with a big old smile. Thank you, thank you.
And because Christina literally makes the mugs personally.
I do. I make
the
mug.
She does.
It's like your own little wheel. And
yes.
Well, I don't actually like make the ceramic mug, but I do make the design on the mug. I bake it. I make it. You know, it's my own thing.
Good for you. Isn't that, boy, that's really a one of a kind.
Yes.
You see?
It is quite a pleasure to say hello to Nils Loftgren. Nils, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Ed. Hi, Christina.
Hey.
It's great to be on the radio with you.
And Chris Matthews. Chris, thanks for joining me today.
Hey, thank you, Ed.
Do you know who Susie Cortez is?
Susie Cortez? No.
She apparently has been crowned Miss Bum Bum Brazil.
Really?
I guess.
And why didn't I know that?
I guess there's a pageant, and it is based around your bum bum.
The bum bum.
So she has the nicest one in Brazil.
Well, congratulations.
Congratulations,
to her.
Susie Cortez.
You know, you never know who the network's going to set up for us to have on the show. So tell us about your bum bum.
America Weekend.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. In 1997, producer Aaron Spelling hired Hunter Tylo to star as a sexy vixen in the TV series Melrose Place. But on the first day of shooting, Tylo revealed she was pregnant, and Spelling fired her. Then Tylo filed a $5 million pregnancy discrimination suit. In court, Spelling argued that her character was to strut in a bikini while seducing married men, difficult while heavy with child. So, who won this jury trial? The final verdict after this.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
When actress Hunter Tylo took the stand, she looked radiant and sexy, then revealed she was currently 7 months pregnant. She won the $5 million. And that's the final verdict.
Think green.
Harrison with you. The website for a chemical given to farm hogs says Paylean is technology at work for modern pork producers. Paylean results in an increase of high-value lean cuts of meat and pork carcasses. The active ingredient, ractopamine hydrochloride, which the label says is not for use in humans, can cause increased heart rate, dilation of blood vessels, and reduced testicular size, according to studies. When we eat this commercial pork, we're also digesting any chemical meat infused with Paylean. Paylean's own maker warns that human heart disease patients ought to avoid any exposure to Paylean, while Paylean workers are advised to wash themselves thoroughly immediately following handling. Since four meat companies now control some 80% of all pork slaughtered, maybe avoiding chemical meats may be as easy as going organic. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.